Cheryl Fritz is now live in Lansing on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I am Cheryl Fritz along with Scott Eckersley producing, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me in the studio, like right now, just sitting in the chair and getting settled, are our very own Michael Cohen, the best voice in radio, I swear.
Oh, that's funny. Well, thank you very much, Cheryl. This is an exciting moment. I've never actually been in the studio live, so it's a new thing here.
Well, I'm loving it. Michael, of course, is our afternoon news anchor, and I've been doing this show since mid-December, and I remember, I think, like the first or second day sitting here, and of course, people have been familiar with your voice for a couple of years around here, and you're in the studio next to me. People who obviously can't see us, it's a center studio here, glass on two walls. Scott sits in the production side there to take care of all that and cues. Michael's in the other side recording and listening to the interviews. And I remember the first time I had just finished a newscast doing a live interview, and it went to a news break, and I hear Michael say, you know, going right with a story and taking an excerpt. I was like stunned. It was like magic to me. It had just happened.
Well, it had been a while that I've been doing it, so I've developed a bit of a skill, and obviously working with Rich Hurl, I've learned some tricks along the way, but it's a lot of fun. I mean, it's kind of a quick turnaround. I get to listen to the interviews you're doing. I usually can, as I'm listening, I can almost tell right away, this is what I'm going to want, this is what I'm going to want. And then it's just a matter of writing a quick little blurb around it to kind of give it some context, and boom.
Well, you make it sound simple. There's that instinct for getting the right piece of what people have just said and going, that's the important part right there, and then writing it up and getting it on so quickly. I'm still stunned that happens. And Michael is in here with me today. Obviously we're working together and chatting every day, but he's going to help me out tomorrow. He's taken over the show. He's taken over Fritz and Friends for me tomorrow.
Taking over is a big word. I'd say borrowing for a minute.
Well, and I'm thrilled that you're doing it. I was asked to be a judge for the Big Brother open casting call in Lansing from 4 till 7, which is right at the time that I'm doing this show. So I was thrilled when you said you would be happy to step in and take over. And I was loving you're booking all your guests today.
Yep, I'm in the water swimming now. I mean, I was equally thrilled when you asked me. I was like, what? Definitely. That sounds like a lot of fun. And this morning I realized that it's not just fun right away. I mean, I'll tell you, Cheryl, booking 8 guests and to do it every day, I mean, I have a 2-day lead here where I can arrange this, but that is a lot of work, a lot of phone calls, you know, it's a lot of people say no, you know, but I think I had beginner's luck because most of my calls hit, and it's going to be a really interesting show tomorrow, both in terms of me attempting to host it to the best of my abilities, and the guests we're going to have are going to be quite interesting.
Well, tell us some of the rundown, because you know, it's always interesting, as we said, that ear for picking out who's interesting and what people want to know about, and you've come up with an obviously great list.
Well, you know, the budget is the big story in Lansing, so that's going to be kind of the beginning of the show is going to cover a lot of that. I'm going to talk to Bill Ballinger, who's a well-known political analyst here in Lansing. Now, if I'm lucky, I'm going to follow that with the House Speaker, Jace Bolger, and the State Senate Majority Leader, Senator Richardville. After that, we're going all kinds of places. Do you know that there are Libyan nationals that are taking classes at MSU?
I guess I shouldn't be surprised, but I actually, of course, no, I didn't know
that.
Okay,
well, we're going to be talking to an MSU administrator about a program that brought Libyans to East Lansing, several dozen, and actually the government of Libya canceled the program just recently and wanted them all brought home, but MSU resisted that, and so we'll get into what's happening there. I mean, I should leave some surprises. We're going to talk about gas also. The price of gas has gotten astronomically high, and it looks like it might even go higher, so we're going to be talking about that also.
I'm just thinking, as you're talking about the Libyan nationals taking classes here, imagine being a Libyan national taking classes here in East Lansing, Michigan, and watching our news coverage, you know, general media coverage of what's going on in their country, and from our take, imagine how different that would be.
Well, it's apparently a lot more personal, and they're concerned about having to go back. Some of them you know, have voiced some viewpoints that are not pro-government, and so in terms of what their future is, it's unclear. But for now, they are still in East Lansing. So we'll talk about exactly why they're here and what they're learning while they're here.
And some people may not know a lot about you. I actually don't. I was kind of excited with this opportunity to sit down and say, okay, Michael, this is your life. Now,
details.
What I know is you live in Ann Arbor and you make a commute. And I love that we had just a moment to chat a few minutes ago, and we were chatting, and you said, "Yeah, I make the commute with the governor every day."
That's true. Well, I make the same commute he does. You know, and I have definitely seen big SUVs with what appear to be like satellite connections on top, and tinted windows, and I think, is he inside that van? But they usually pull off on some random exit, so I don't think those have been him. So you want to find out more about me?
Yeah, a little bit about your background. How you got here?
I can go way back. I mean, typically if someone asks me, I'll say, you know, I'm from Midland, Michigan is where I grew up. Which is true because I grew up there since I was in sixth grade.
Okay.
Before that, though, I'm going to surprise you now. I was born actually in Moscow in Russia.
Oh my gosh!
So that's where I was born. Me and my mother left Moscow, and I grew up in Israel. Right there in the Middle East for about 6 years. So I was about 6 years old or so when I came to the U.S. For the first time. My father was in the PhD program at Brown University. He's a physicist.
Of course he is. Well, what other things are you going to surprise me with?
He's a retired guy now. But and how I ended up in Michigan was Dow Chemical.
Wow.
Midland is the world headquarters of Dow Chemical, and that's how I landed in Midland. After that, it's a pretty straightforward story. I went to Herbert Henry Dow High School, where Attorney General Bill Schuette went, was the quarterback there. I was not on the football team. And then I actually came to MSU my freshman year, transferred to U of M after that, and in Ann Arbor, I ended up working, got my degree in English, and worked in IT after that for many, many years. I'm fairly new to broadcasting. I guess you could say fairly new. A couple of years is really new.
That's what behind the ears new.
that's where I'm at. And you know what? And having talked to you and seen you working, I definitely I understand that there are a lot of skills involved in doing this kind of work that you just can't acquire other than through experience and time. But it's definitely been an interesting couple of years, and I'm looking forward to more. So,
are you loving broadcasting?
I do. You know, it's like anything that you do on a daily basis. There, you know, some days are better than others. One thing about it is you're not really aware if you're getting any better. I mean, day to day, sometimes I listen back to what I'm doing and I think, you know, I'm not sure what's happening there. Have I been really doing this, you know, so long? But, I think over time it is something that you acquire some real skills, and I'm learning you have to listen. Just like when you interview, you have to sometimes listen to yourself. Because most of what I do now is I cover the news, I do interviews, but I also read a lot of news. So there's a skill involved there, too. And anyone that listens to Rich Sherrill in the morning knows that, you know, there's a guy that's been doing it for many years. So.
Well, it's a great news team here. And if you're going to jump into this business, this is a good place to be doing it. That is for sure. We always, my daughters have been in from time to time kind of as my acting interns. And they all, like me, they're like, wow, listen to his voice. I mean, that you can't learn. That you're given.
You know, they say, now I will say this too. I didn't just go from working on computers to the station here. I did go to the Spex Howard School of Broadcasting
that
Arts.
I did know.
And I need to say that it's a good place to go. Now, I don't recommend going there out of high school. It is a good idea to learn some things in college, and maybe, you know, especially if you're going to go into broadcasting, English is a great thing to study. But in terms of the actual skills and being given a direction on how to go from being really not good to being sort of okay, it's a good place to kind of get that process started. So that's, in fact, how I ended up here. I applied for a position here when I was in school, and luckily,
and here you are.
Scott Loomis agreed to take me on. So.
Well, here you are. Well, we're glad you're here. I love the job that you do every day. I so enjoy working with you, and I'm thrilled that you were able to give me the night to try something new for me.
Oh, I'm really excited.
And
I'm anxious
to hear it and hear how it's going, and I know it's going to be great.
It's going to be interesting.
It's going to be a great ride. You know it is. You know it is, Michael.
It's going to be fun.
There you go. Well, looking forward to it. Thanks for stepping in for a minute.
Thank you very much.
Michael Cohen, W. Wireless is own afternoon news anchor. He's going to be hosting Fritz and Friends for us tomorrow evening. Looking forward to that from 5 to 7. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS right after this.